This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back here, second hour of the Alex Jones Show. Alex is joining us in 5 minutes. Again, I spent a good segment or two on the not-for-human-use ingredients in the COVID vaccine and all the other incredible stuff in the medical documentation. I spent about a segment and a half on Biden's administration set to make millions and millions of dollars if they get green new energy deals passed with his administration members invested in wind and solar big time and electric vehicles. So it was never about the climate. It was always about them making money. Just ask Obama and Solyndra. And so I should spend a segment, but see, this is just cut and dry. Joe Biden is shutting down American pipelines. Democrats are proposing to preemptively shut down American pipelines. Hey, a hacker may want to shut down our pipelines, so let's shut it down first. Good logic, Gretchen Whitmer. But Biden is shutting down U.S. pipelines, costing thousands, hundreds of thousands of jobs, and then increasing our energy prices, but then he okays a Russian pipeline through Europe that Donald Trump rejected. Trump said, no, you're not going to do this, because they would control the flow of oil through this European region, and now Biden gave Russia full control. I actually like Russia. I actually like Putin, but they'll definitely use this as geopolitical leverage in the region. For sure. Because Putin puts Russia first at the expense of other countries. He doesn't give a damn. But see, Biden puts America last. And for all the media harpies, like Rachel Maddow, who still can't get over it, she's completely lost her mind. I don't know if they put her in a straitjacket and take her to a rubber room after her show every night, but they should. And so, I mean, you can't even write this. It's cut and dry. Joe Biden shut off U.S. oil pipelines and opened a pipeline for Russia that Trump shut down. And again, the media harpies for 4 years chanted Russian collusion over Trump. They spent about $50 million investigating Trump, found nothing. Mueller admitted they had nothing. And now you have... I mean, I'm not even saying Russian collusion. Maybe there's collusion. Maybe he made a deal with Putin. You know, maybe Putin controls Biden with the mayor of Moscow's wife that was involved with Hunter Biden and millions of dollars, also involved with child sex trafficking. I don't know. Maybe there's something going on there. But what I do know is that Joe Biden shut down U.S. energy pipelines, U.S. pipelines, and allowed Russia to open a pipeline that Trump had them shut down. And you won't hear a peep about Russian collusion or how bad Putin is, because Joe Biden opened an oil pipeline for them. You just won't have it, because it's Joe Biden and he's a Democrat. And so, you know, the story came out about Chris Cuomo is strategizing with his brother about how to cover up his sexual harassment scandal. The word is that Andrew called Chris up, the host of CNN. He said, Chris, I'm in deep trouble. I got sexual harassment scandals coming up, all these women. And Chris said, Andrew, what are you worried about? You're a Democrat, so you're good to go. Alex Jones is on the line. He's going to be taking over in the next segment. I mean, Alex, it's all so big. The ingredients in the vaccine, Biden hiring corrupt officials that we know of. Find me the man. I'll find the crime. Letitia James, Biden colluding with Putin. I mean, this is just unbelievable, Alex.
The former FBI director paying $100,000 to Biden in the laptop emails they admit are real for business, so the vice president would engage in crimes for him. Open bribery. We have a corrupt globalist system that's taking over the country. Something hit me this morning. I wasn't going to shoot a report today. I wasn't going to come on air because this has been a kind of a workcation. There's not been one day that I haven't taken off. So my... there had been one day that I haven't worked, and so my wife's a little angry at me. So I said, okay, I'll take off the whole day today. And then about 7 a.m., I was scrolling around on the Internet doing some research, and I came across a video that totally blew me away. That's as big as a smoking gun. as the Great Reset documents, as Operation Lockstep, as Crimson Contagion, as Event 201, and we're going to break this huge news on the other side. Warning! 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 The globalists have launched a massive counteroffensive against populist forces worldwide. They are censoring, they are attacking, they are arresting patriots all over the world. Churches in Europe, Australia, the UK and Canada, and even California, New York, are being SWAT teamed and closed because they're non-essential. The tyranny is incredible. But in areas like Texas, South Dakota, and Florida, where we have a history of more liberty, all the lockdowns are over, ladies and gentlemen. This is martial law. This has all been a massive martial law drill. And now it's more important than ever to spread the word about InfoWars and to support InfoWars. We have three of our best-selling products selling out, but despite that, they're all massively discounted. Turbo Force, it's 40% off. We've got Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off, and Winter Sun for your immune system. It's 50% off as well. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Friday edition. So many huge developments are unfolding as we speak. I'm going to be live here for the next two segments, then Owen Schroyer is going to be taking back over. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Now, we break a lot of big news here on a routine basis. But the news I'm about to break right now is as big as Operation Lockstep from the Rockefeller Foundation 11 years ago. It's as big as State Department Memorandum 200 from 1974, 47 years ago. It's as big as Event 201 from 2 years ago. It's as big as Crimson Contagion from 2 years ago. It is the admitted blueprint for the world government takeover. And then the end game of the world government takeover is depopulation. What we're about to play is as important as my historic film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I have a tendency to break so much big news and have so many incredible guests that I will not go back and review what I've done. In fact, usually when I'm on national TV or even a documentary, I don't even watch it because I know what I said in the documentary. And there are so many shows and things, I don't review them. But this morning, I happened to just run across randomly a clip of myself from 12 years ago in 2009 on a national documentary television show titled American Conspiracies. And the caption said, Alex Jones predicted it all with precision 12 years ago. So I clicked it, and we could probably put that Twitter account up there on screen. I sent it to the producers this morning. And it's word for word exactly what I said then that is now unfolding now. Now, you have to ask yourself, how did we exactly predict word for word what's happening now? Well, it's because we didn't predict it. And I remember Dr. Rima Labo, who we should probably get back on the broadcast, medical doctor. Her husband was the former head of U.S. Special Forces and then the head of all the Army's secret operations, the head of Army intelligence. And that was Major General Stubblebine, who died a few years ago. And some people say he's a bad guy. I mean, I think he was a patriot overall. But he was involved in volunteer mind control programs, a lot of other, you know, really, really intense stuff. He was in on the meetings for the depopulation plans back in the 70s and 80s, and of course wasn't for them. But that was U.S. government policy in 74 when he was the head of the Army at that point. His wife is a top medical doctor who did serve heads of state. I didn't just believe her when she said it. I went and looked it up because you had to do research, and she's had been the physician for multiple heads of state, royalty. There's not many of those in the West, but look towards the Netherlands, look towards the UK. You know, Prince Philip famously was constantly talking about an engineered virus to depopulate the planet. They've also made those statements publicly. So I'm about to play you a 4.5-minute clip that's just a small piece of the depopulation episode 21, that isn't even listed on the Wikipedia page about American Conspiracies that ran for three seasons. I like Jesse Ventura. I was in the first season, the second season. I thought it went too much into Bigfoot and stuff in the third season, so I told him I wasn't going to be part of it. I was actually even by the same production company offered a TV show, similar to the one Joe Rogan picked up later, that just kind of made fun of conspiracies. I didn't want to be part of that. And Ventura didn't want to either, so he left the show after that. But he did a third season. But I basically did the research for the police state episode and for the population episode. Both were erased off the TiVos, off the DVRs, and both were Deep Six. You really can't find them today. It took us some looking to find them. Not even our own archives, but on the web. These shows were seen tens of millions of times. Congress called for investigations over them. They called for Ventura's show to be canceled over them. And that's when the show's creators kind of went into UFOs and Bigfoot and things the next season. So this is historic. This is powerful. It deals with depopulation. It deals with it being run by the UN, the WHO. It deals with vaccines that then cause the spread of shedding. It deals with how this culling was coming very soon because General Stubblebine and Dr. Labo ran in those circles. They were aware of the plan that was already on the shelf. Now, the plan was on the shelf in 2011. That's 2 years after this interview. That's Operation Lockstep from the UN, from the Rockefeller Foundation. But here is the censored, deleted pieces of the report they don't want you to see. We'll later post the Bandai video. I hope you share it. Here it is.
Entire agenda afoot to force the population to undergo different type of medical treatments, namely vaccines. We're seeing a medical tyranny being set up, not just in the United States, but worldwide under the UN and the World Health Organization.
Who's behind all this?
The Bilderberg Group. They want a planetary dictatorship so they can carry out their forced depopulation agenda, and they want to do it through the medical system. And that's why vaccines are so important. We know that many of these vaccines turn out to have serious adverse reactions. This is being done by design. They kill you slowly over time. That's why they're called soft kill. And I've got an insider I think you should really talk to, Dr. Rima Labo. But she doesn't live inside the United States because she's so concerned about all the police state developments that are taking place.
As soon as you and I finish,
you're out of
here. Leaving the country again. Why? Because in a very short time, not today, not tomorrow, but very soon, we'll be facing compulsory vaccination under the mistaken term of voluntary vaccination. Well, first of all, let's start with the fact that the World Health Organization has decided that we have 90% too many people. The World Health Organization has been working since 1974 on vaccines to create permanent sterility. This process has already been ongoing. To make matters worse, we know that the vaccines that were illegally approved by the FDA contain a substance called squalene.
Squalene. An organic compound used in vaccines to stimulate the immune system and increase the response.
If I inject you with squalene, your immune system will attack the squalene, but then it starts attacking all of the parts of your body. What does that look like when you meet a person to whom that is happening? It looks like Gulf War syndrome. It looks like every joint in the body swollen and intolerably painful and immobilized.
This is in these shots they're going to give us?
It's in some of them, but the U.S. government has a trick up their sleeve. They will induce a pandemic using the nasal mist vaccine, which is a live attenuated virus. That means that if I take it, I can infect you. You're going to get the flu. Everybody around us is going to get the flu. Then the United States government, based on their statements that they've already made, will say, oh my, we have a pandemic. Oh my goodness, we don't have enough doses. So we'll admix squalene at the 90,000 injection stations that the Department of Health and Human Services announced that they will ship the vaccines to.
People lining up, sometimes by the hundreds, for an H1N1 flu shot.
What that means is a holocaust, a genocidal holocaust. Men and women will sicken and die, and those who survive will be infertile. Let me tell you a story. In 2003, I had a patient in my drug-free medical practice who was a head of state. And one day she said, you know, it's almost time for the great culling to begin.
The what?
That's what I said. The what? She said, the great culling, C-U-L-L-I-N-G, when you thin the herd. I said, what are you talking about? She said, it's almost time for the useless eaters to be culled. And she said, those are the people who are consuming our non-renewable natural resources. I said, who are the people who make this decision?
Few.
She said, we. The aristocrats.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back on the other side, and we're going to lay out the rest of the story. That's from 12 years ago, what you just saw.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Barnes, constitutional lawyer, has already filed a bunch of lawsuits, set to file more with Robert Kennedy Jr. In fact, I'm told that's happening at any moment. On Oregon and other states like New York saying you've got to have it to go to church or go in a restaurant or go in a grocery store. You've got to have the government put something experimental in you in total violation of the Nuremberg Code where you can't buy and sell. It's the mark of the beast. Violates the Nuremberg Code. It is completely illegal. It's one thing to intimidate and lie to people and that emergency authorized something deadly and trick folks to take it. That's still premeditated. It's still criminal. But to do this now is Nazi level. And so we're going to be breaking all that out with Robert Barnes coming up next hour. You need to listen to this information and think, hey, just because you're in Texas or South Dakota or Florida where people stand up for more freedom and they're still Americans, that you're safe because the globalists will take over your area next. We've got to fight for California and New York and Spain and the UK and Australia and Canada that are still under lockdowns and hellish control. And the blue cities where they're bringing in such illegal activity, ordering businesses, that's indentured servitude. And, of course, they're saying, oh, it'll be too hard to know whether it's real or not. Everybody's got to have an app. So the churches line up for the government to have an app, whether you've taken an experimental injection before you can go see your friends and family and worship God. If you told somebody this 2 years ago, they'd laugh at you. But now, here it is today. And here's an article by Adan Salazar off the known numbers currently. Sperm counts have dropped roughly 50% just in the last 50 years, and they're set to go down by 2045, 99% total infertility. And they admit in the government studies, oh, the most dangerous place is your kitchen, your bathroom, and your laundry room. The chemicals being purposely put in plastic linings, everything, lowers your fertility, feminizes men, and ultra-feminizes women, making them accelerate their aging. All of it was in Brave New World, written in 1932. Huxley, before he died, admitted it was actually a real plan by his brother, the head eugenicist on the planet, Julian Huxley. So here it is, InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com. Remember, I did a whole treatise 10 years ago on this. Just one of many things I broke down. I covered chemicals in the food and water 27 years ago when I first got on air in 1995. But the media grabbed where I said, look, I'm not against gay people, but I don't want them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. And they took that out of context to make it a joke, but see how vindicated we are. The frogs then try to have sex with their male frogs. And it happens with fish, happens with mammals, this is all. And now they're saying, oh, accept it and push it on your children. It's about depopulation, ladies and gentlemen. That's what this is. That's why Klaus Schwab and the UN want more gay characters and teach kids about it because they don't want you to have a family or have children. And then those that do, men that get together, women, they then go with CPS and take the nuclear family's children away and give them to them. And they deserve it because they're gay. Tim Cook runs death camps. It's okay. He's gay. You see, this is how it all works. So it's this new ruling class hunting down the Christians, but it's like we're the humans and it's Planet of the Apes or something, and the leftist overlords are feeding on us. Let's continue. Fertility crisis. Men will no longer produce sperm by 2045, says top epidemiologist. So there you go. Prince Philip, Ted Turner, they all see us as animals, as like the Eloi and they are the Morlocks, or they're the apes and Planet of the Apes, and we're the humans, and they've now reversed roles where the psychos are on top of society and the common good nature people are on the bottom being fed on. That's what all this is a destruction of due process, a total annihilation of people being able to take control of their bodies. And, again, it's all done through fraud. It's all done through intimidation. Let's continue. Report. Oregon to demand proof of vaccination to enter businesses, churches, without a mask. Well, what about the First Amendment? Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion, prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or of the press, or the people with the right to assemble for redress of grievances. Congress has no jurisdiction. State governments have no jurisdiction over churches. But worldwide, the state wants control of those churches. And most they got control through the ecumenical movement, the World Council of Churches. The Vatican's head is a globalist. The main Protestant people are globalists. Billy Graham Jr. is out promoting the vaccines. The churches are promoting QR codes to go to church. It's all there. They're doing it all. And now, Klaus Schwab says next is an implantable microchip. The churches will probably have microchip injections ports at the church and have a holy ceremony over it. I'm not joking. This is the great delusion that we're being put under. So New York and now Oregon is doing what the UK is doing, what Spain's doing, what Australia's doing. Illegal vaccine passports and saying, but not just we'd like businesses to do this. No, no. Businesses are mandated outside of law to make people verify something that isn't even a law. It's all color of law, the essence of tyranny. And it needs to be challenged legally and lawfully. There needs to be demonstrations and protests in Oregon because this is the most draconian move anywhere in the world except not even North Korea. China said no forced inoculations in their country and that you won't be penalized with a social credit score if you don't. But here you will be. And the social credit score is carried out by the corporations. White House partners with dating apps to promote COVID vaccines where you say whether you're vaccinated or not. And the people that aren't are discouraged and maybe kicked off the apps, not allowed to breed if you don't get sterilized. Oh, see how that works? You won't breed anyways. And this is their big endgame. You just heard Dr. Rima Labo, who was the medical physician for heads of state. Her specialty was life extension. Her husband was the former head of Army Secret Operations, Special Operations, and later over the whole Army. Telling us all this on the show 12 years ago, Bo Stubblebine and his wife said the same things on my show. Folks ought to dredge that up. They ought to find it. They ought to repost it to wherever you want. There's no copyright on anything we do here. We need you to get this out. Stanford broke funding laws with experiments involving aborted babies. Another article, Infowars.com. And it goes on and on. This is a scientific takeover of the planet. This is premeditated. I'm going to tell you again. Here in Texas, where our governor finally is being a leader and doing even more than DeSantis, saying it's criminal to make somebody wear a mask. We need that worldwide. We need leadership worldwide because they're going to bring all this stuff back with real pandemics in the future. And with 5G, they can make you super, super sick and make you look like you're nauseous.
Seems as though we have lost audio from Alex here, so we're going to try to get that back up. But imagine, ladies and gentlemen, you're going into a restaurant and you walk in, you know, you don't have your face mask on, you're a normal human, and they say, papers, please. What? Well, let prove you've been vaccinated. What? All right, Alex is back now. Alex, we lost your audio, but pick up where you left off about 30 seconds ago.
Well, Owen, I'm sorry. My Skype went out for a minute. I'm going to come back to you. I'll finish up on the other side, and we'll talk about what Dr. Rima Labo said, how she knew it, and how incredibly important it is on the other side here on the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer co-hosting. I'm Alex Jones. Don't forget weekday mornings, Harrison Smith, American Journal, 8 a.m. All these are transmissions for, of, and by the people. Only way the dog gets out and hunts when you spread the word. This information we just broke is the most bombshell ever. We'll be right back on the other side. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Band.video, Tomorrow's News Today. And there's that new URL that gets around the censors for now. Listen up, patriots. I'm running a sale that's the biggest I've ever run on three products that are already selling out. Well, then why am I selling it then at 50% off or 60% off, depending on which sale you go with? Because I know a lot of you are on the fence, you haven't tried it, and I know you're going to get hooked once you do. So for 1 week only, we're running 50% off on Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off on Winter Sun with D3 and K4 Immune System, and, oh my gosh, people love this so much, been sold out for months, back in limited supply. Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy is 40% off. But you can get them all three together in the optimum trifecta package. pack for 60% off. We've never offered that on these products. It's basically a loss leader. I want you to get them. I want you to try them. I want you to love them. So believe me, you're going to be blown away. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this Monday through Sunday, and the deal is over. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I look into someone's eyes again, and it's been all so long.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live broadcast. Owen Schroeder is about to take over, and constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes is going to be coming on in the third hour today with Owen to lay out, on a scale of 1 to 10, having the government say to private businesses, you will check that someone is vaccinated, doesn't just violate HIPAA or common sense. It's mega draconian. It's super dangerous. It's a global medical passport the UN admits they're setting up. The Klaus Schwab admits will first be a QR code, then a face scan, then an implantable chip in the hand, and then one in the brain. This isn't some homeless person saying it. It's the guy that set all this up with Bill Gates. And if you go to InfoWars.com, there is an incredibly important article, how Bill Gates' carefully curated tech-savior image unraveled. Leonardo DiCaprio is part of this. He needs to be politically and culturally annihilated, legally and lawfully. No violence. All of the Hollywood scum pushing it. Henry Kissinger, instrumental in all of it. All of these New World Order depopulationists must be exposed. The chief amongst them, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, and others. They are lying monsters that set up the whole scam. They did it all. You just heard Dr. Rima Lebo, who was a physician to royal families. Again, the wife of General Stubblebine, who ran all the secret operations, ladies and gentlemen. That's what Hollywood movies made about him, okay? He came on my show alone, and laid out secret information 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago. And they were told by the royals, and I'll just say the royals that are on both sides of the English Channel, okay, but I was told all this in confidence, and I've even seen the people's quotes, but well, you know what Prince Philip talks about. He's dead now. And this was all planned. So that's how we specifically knew all of it. Plus, I had a lot of their documents and a lot of their admissions. That's how huge this is. We just played you 4 minutes from a report from 2009. And remember what happened. This show aired one time, and it was deleted and taken off TiVo's. It aired one time, and it was taken off of even the DVRs had it erased. It was a big national scandal. The police state episode, both the ones that I got on the guest, I did the research, and I am proud of it. And I am taking credit, by the way. I mean, I basically, those are real reality shows. Most reality shows are fake. But you still script what you're going to talk about and where you're going to go and what you're going to do. So we'd go real places and real things would happen. But what we were going to talk about, we'd already discussed. And so I basically had to vet all the documents. I had to show them proof of where Kissinger said it. I had to prove to them what Lebo was saying was true by statements from other globalists, or they weren't going to interview Lebo. And so, again, that's why it was so vetted. They had congressional hearings calling for silencing that episode. Why would you have congressional hearings? Well, Obama saw it and flipped out because the show's got record ratings for Ventura's program. And then the shows re-aired hundreds of times, 3 seasons, over 30 shows. But those two didn't. Those two aired once and were removed because those are the two episodes that yours truly vetted and did the research for and wrote the research for. And that's why when you watch it, it's so bone-chilling. So we're going to take segment 2 and segment 3 today where I lay all this out, edit them together. We're going to put them out on Bandot Video, come up in a few hours. I hope you get it all out because there is the total proof of insider whistleblowers exposed plans for Great Reset depopulation in 2009. I mean, again, this is word for word what she says. Even how they're going to add oils, industrial oils, to the vaccines to cause massive brain damage and infertility because SM-102 does that. She just gave it a general name. Squalene was the previous oil they were using. Okay? I've got the safety data sheet for you right there. So the good news is Bill Gates and others are being destroyed politically. I may get destroyed in the process. I'm stepping up to the plate because somebody's got to take these people down. But I need your prayers. I need your financial support because it costs a lot of money to run this operation to keep us on air. And we're fighting Democratic-funded lawsuits run by Georgetown University and the Pope publicly has involved. I know there's a lot of good Catholics out there. Nothing against Catholics. I'm just saying your Pope is a devil now. I know you know he's not a Pope. And Georgetown openly through the Vatican is trying to shut us down. I'm proud of these enemies. You know, they already captured the Vatican. They're not getting us. The Democratic Party is financing these lawsuits that you see all over the news. We've been battling them for years because they admit the plan is to shut us down. And so we need your support. We have the trifecta deal running right now only until Sunday. 50% off Ultimate Fish Oil. 50% off X2, the highest quality, good halogen, Deep Earth Crystal, iodine, and, of course, Turbo Force. All three of those, despite the fact they're bestsellers, despite the fact they're all going to sell out. Watch, they'll soon just be sold out. I want you to try them and see how amazing they are if you've been on the fence. 60% off on the trifecta deal. Again, no reviews yet because we just started doing this deal 5 days ago. It ends on Sunday. It's a one-week deal. But go read the thousands of reviews for Ultimate Fish Oil, Turbo Force, and X2. Five-star reviews, 4.9 stars, thousands and thousands of reviews. I'm not fun about Bill Gates or Warren Buffett or Ted Turner or Prince Charles, the depopulationist who openly says he wants to call humanity, and his father did as well. I'm funded by you. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253. 1-800-259-9639. We bring you information that nobody else will bring you. And so I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for your word of mouth. And let me, in closing, hand the baton over to Owen. Normally hosts the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Doing a great job here in Barnes coming up. I'm going to explain this to all the listeners because I get tons of emails. People on the street say it to me. It's happened like 5 times since I've been here in Florida. People walk Facebook, on YouTube, too, and even in my Gmail.
That's all right, and Alex. It was only 5 seconds. Just start over right now.
Okay, sorry. That's not censorship. That's just intermittent internet going in and out. But all the other stuff is censorship. And so people in Florida, they come up to me. It happens all over the country, but I'm just mobbed in Florida. This is the most awake state of anywhere I've been. I mean, it's just, I mean, like, I'll be out on the beach not even talking, and, like, everybody walking by, I'm on a towel. Like, almost everybody starts talking to me and saying they're listeners and this and that. But, and again, that's not bragging, oh, I'm a big shot. You're not known. Your face isn't known, which is a positive thing in many ways. You're not known. But other people, like myself or Owen, we're known, so we get to see how many people are awake. And they always come to me and they say, hey, I want to promote Band.video, but the URL is blocked on Twitter, on Facebook, on Gmail. What do we do? And I say, listen, we've had 6 different URLs since they started banning our URLs, part of their election meddling 8 months ago. Usually they last about a month. The last one, banthis.tv, which you can still share on your email or text message if you're not Gmail or by word of mouth, banthis.tv worked for the last 4 months. It's now been banned. And again, big tech makes a decision, so platform-wide, over dozens of platforms, it's banned. The new one is freeworldnews.tv. They're going to ban that soon, too. And they'll say, hey, did you hear they banned Free World News? Because they're not for a free world. They're for an enslavement world. freeworldnews.tv. 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 And that's how you override. And I know as a core audience that pays attention and cares, you're the detonator on the bomb of awakening that's so peaceful and so powerful. When you tell everybody, hey, you know Alex Jones, he's censored? Well, he's at freeworldnews.tv. That's the URL you're able to share right now. Okay? So freeworldnews.tv, share that with everyone you know, freeworldnews.tv. We're going to make some graphics and put them in an activist section of InfoWars, hopefully so you'll share those and send people a little digital postcard saying, hey, Alex Jones is censored, Owen Schroyer is censored, this other crew is censored. This is the stuff. This is the smoking gun. This is the proof. So when we post the live video you just saw that's so incredible to band.video in an hour or so, you'll be able to go and get it over the censorship wall of Ted Turner, of Prince Philip, of Prince Charles, of Queen Elizabeth, of Bill Gates, of all these evil people like Klaus Schwab. So this is a war. They're literally killing everybody. But we're going to fight them. We're going to beat them together at freeworldnews.tv. Just think of the criminal evil that they're involved in to do something like this. So freeworldnews.tv. Owen, you're looking great, sounding great. Love the crew. Appreciate everybody. I'll be back in Austin early tomorrow, and I'll be hosting the Sunday show. And if you want, Owen, I'll do all 4 hours, give you a break. But we love you. And Owen Schroyer takes over the other side. Robert Barnes coming up.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Broadcasting live at freeworldnews.tv. Owen Troyer sitting in. I've got some other news I'm going to get to here before Robert Barnes joins us. Joe Biden helping Russia, giving them clearance to activate that pipeline, and also helping China. Story is at ZeroHedge.com. U.S. stimulus has created a boom in China. In China. And then the story here, very heavily sourced, just showing how the economic boom has come to China while the U.S. is having a problem. And stimulus and the Fed printing, which is just counterfeit, is a false solution, or maybe what some might call a bubble that will burst. It's not actual GDP. It's just counterfeit bills that the Fed is printing. So China and Russia both love Joe Biden. They have the Biden family by the balls because of all the corruption that the Bidens have engaged in. But they don't mind. They don't mind. No, they don't mind. Six Republicans have been hit with a $500 fine for going without masks in the House chamber. That's a mask policy from Nancy Pelosi. And if they get another one, it'll be a $2,500 fine. And actually, I think Massey may have got that. Ralph Norman is one who's been fined $500. But I believe it was Massey. I don't have the tweet in front of me, but Massey said he received a second citation from Pelosi. He filed it the same as the first. He threw it in the trash. So Pelosi is a mask Nazi, fining members of Congress who want to wear a mask. This is Democrat Party policy. Police arrest unmasked attendee at maskless group shows up at Timberlane school meeting. And so the reason why they really want the mask to be so enforced is so that they can come in with the vaccine and say that's your out, so that you don't have to wear the mask is you get forced to take the vaccine, or you have to take the vaccine to go back to work or church or whatever it is. So even though the science on masks is obviously that they don't work, and if you're vaccinated, you don't need to worry about getting infected. Of course, that's a lie, too. The vaccine isn't effective, but that's what they're selling. That's what they're told to believe. But you still have to wear a mask. You still have to live under Democrat tyranny. And then a poll in Rasmussen. Republicans happiest about end of mask mandate. Yeah, go figure. Liberals love their mask. They love it. They really do. And it's, of course, Republicans that are getting all the fines for not wearing the masks in Congress because they don't want to wear the masks where the Democrats do. They like being good slaves because it's all a virtue signal to trick you into being a good slave like them. But we don't fall for it. It'll be interesting to see if Pelosi forces them to pay those fines or not. That will be interesting. We do have, you know what, let me get into that in the short segment before Bob joins us at 106. Let me just finish off the rest of this news. Feds accidentally seized computer belonging to Rudy Giuliani's ex-wife during New York City raid, but didn't have any interest in the Hunter Biden laptop or hard drives. Left that one behind. They don't want to see what Hunter Biden is up to. They don't want to investigate the Bidens. And they know if they took that laptop, then they'd have to have a criminal investigation into the Bidens. So they didn't. More videos are now surfacing of Capitol Police waving protesters inside, moving barricades aside, and standing by as protesters walk in and even engaging in polite conversations with them, trying to work together at the scene there on January 6th. But don't let that get in the way of a good Democrat mainstream media lie and narrative like the one they're telling now about January 6th. Netflix CEO Reed Hastings gives $3 million to beat Gavin Newsom recall. Still paying for Netflix? Still paying for Netflix? Your money just went to the legal defense of Governor Gavin Newsom, the fascistic totalitarian dictator of California. $3 million from Netflix CEO. Still have a Netflix subscription? CNN's Chris Cuomo participated in strategy calls to help his brother Andrew Cuomo over cover-up sexual harassment scandal. And the phone calls were really short. Andrew called Chris, said, "Chris, I got all these women coming forward about my harassing them. What should I do?" Chris says, "Just join the Democrat Party." Cuomo says, "I'm already a Democrat." He says, "End of conversation. You're good, bro. You're good, bro." And once again, just the madness at the Washington Post. I'm telling you, I mean, look, we see all kinds of outrageous stuff, but this is just Democrats, liberals, leftists, whatever you want to call them, they don't live in reality. They have their own visions of reality in their head, and this is why they're lost in a world that doesn't exist. This is why they're mental basket cases. This is why they belong in straitjackets and rubber rooms. This is why more than a third of Democrat voters in polls say they've been diagnosed with a mental disorder. They're sick people. They're really sick. They're lost in a world that doesn't exist. And they write about it in the Washington Post, and they call, here's the headline, "Mexicans' coronavirus deaths are plummeting. The Biden wall could be a factor." The Biden wall. Can you imagine? For 4 years, they bashed Trump, said his wall was racist. Now it's the Biden wall, and it's a good thing. And not only that, in the story, she gives Biden credit for Operation Warp Speed. I'm not even kidding you. These people live in a world that doesn't exist. And that's why the media and the Democrats know that they can get away with anything. And as long as they're in the Democrat Party, the media won't say a thing. Because they're so filled with hate They're so blind by hate for their opposition that they can't even see within themselves. They can't even see within their own party. They can't even see within their own ideologies. They can't even see reality. They see a wall at the southern border and they see COVID cases going down to Mexico. They say, good job, Biden. Way to go. That's how deranged these people are. Kellogg CEO, we are battling inflation like everybody else. So, yeah, you know, food prices are going up. Kellogg owns a big, you know, food industry with their cereals and snacks and everything. And so their food prices are going up and they're being questioned. Why are your food prices going up? Kellogg CEO says, our prices are going up. We're battling inflation just like everybody else. Yeah, the COVID weapon, the weaponization of the flu by our own government, by the World Health Organization, by the CDC, by the Democrats, has crashed our economy and caused prices to go up. And now they've printed a bunch of counterfeit money, which will cause inflation. You know what's so frustrating about this? Trying to remain calm here. You know what's so frustrating about all this? And they should admit this, but they'll never admit it. We should have never, you know this, but we should have never shut down anything. We should have never shut down anything. And we should be having that conversation right now. We should be sitting here reflecting on this. If we were a sane, functioning civilization, a higher civilization, as we like to think we are, we would be sitting down and having this real conversation and debate that we should have never done this. It was all a huge mistake. But we're not. We're not having that conversation. Even though we can look back on it now, if you're a fair, neutral observer, you can look back on it now and say unequivocally, we should have never shut anything down. But it's not just frustrating that we can see that in hindsight and nobody will have the conversation. It's frustrating that we knew it then. We knew it then. We believed in freedom then. We knew that this would crash the economy and create medical tyranny then. We knew it then. And they still did it. They still did it to us. These criminals, these crooks, these communists, these sellouts, these phonies, these traitors. And now we're sitting here in the aftermath of their fake pandemic with their lab-made virus given to China to be released by Obama and Fauci that's been crashing China's economic adversaries, and we should have never shut down, and we now know it in hindsight, and we still won't be honest about it. And we're letting them shut us down and mask us up and vaccinate us now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.